Welcome to my blog today. My name is Tom Shu, and today we're going to be doing an audio boo. In this audio boo, I'm going to start laying the foundation for chromosomes. Chromosomes is a system put together by Dean Collins that allow us to create predictable, measurable, and repeatable colors based on zones. What we need is we need to have a light meter, and a light meter that has a spot meter and an incident meter built in. First, if you take an incident light meter reader of something, it's going to tell you what settings to set your camera to render whatever you're measuring as it is, a black wall black and a white wall white. Whereas a spot meter when you measure something, it's always going to tell you how to make it 18% gray. Well, now if we know some things, we can use this information to create patches or zones. So if we start at the 18% gray reference, for example, ISO 100 56 at 125th, and that would be an 18% gray reading with our meter. Now if we double the power, we're going to go from 18% gray to 36% shade of gray. If we double the power again, we're going to go to 72%. Well, if we double the power again, we'll be at 144%, and that's way past white. That's why white lives at 2 1/3 stops over 18% gray. Now we'll go the other way. If we go from 18% gray reading and we cut the power in half, we're going to end up at 9%. We cut 9.5. By cutting the power in half, we're going to end up at 4.5. We cut 4.5 and half, we have 2 1/4, cut 2 1/4 and half, we have 1 1/8, and then 1 1/3 will be solid black. Now do the same thing with color. Instead of shooting at a white wall, getting those shades of gray from white to black, do it with color. And now we have a measurable and repeatable zone system with color. Do it with a blue gel, do it with a red gel, do it with a green gel, do it with a pink gel. And as long as you know which gel you used, you can repeat those colors. The reason why I say you can repeat the colors is we know if we are 36% shade of gray with the green gel, we're going to be considered a plus one. This system works off this. 18% gray equals zero. A plus one, which would be 36. A plus two, which would be 72. A minus one is a 9%. A minus two is a 4.5%. And each one of these are either doubling or cutting power in half to move up and down our scale. That's it. That's the system. This is the system that I'm going to show you how to put it together and how to be able to predict your colors using gels and controlling power on your flash or your aperture, because flash power is controlled by aperture. So in the next few days, be looking for some tutorials on the chromosome system and how to use light meters to build it and control this system. I want to thank you all for visiting my blog today. Until next time, we'll see you soon.